Together believes that everyone deserves to live in a safe and healthy home. For nearly 25 years, Rebuilding Together has provided critical home repairs for low-income homeowners in need. With support from volunteers and skilled professionals, Rebuilding Together affiliates complete 10,000 rebuild projects every year, working to revitalize and stabilize vulnerable neighborhoods and communities across the country. Join Rebuilding Together and rebuild in your community. Find out how you can make a difference and get involved at RebuildingTogether.org.
And you are back inside my Fix It Up Life with my wife, Teresa.
And my husband, Mark.
And it's going to happen right now.
What's happening?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
That's what I'm talking about.
Wait.
Grundy time, baby.
Should I leave?
No. No, please stay.
Okay.
No, but you might want to put up a Lexan barrier.
Lexan barrier?
Lexan barrier, hey. Some type of bulletproof or maybe charisma-proof
yeah,
glass.
Mm. You might have noticed I already jumped off the stage on him earlier. I did a stage dive. Sort of stage hug dive.
I may have pulled you as well. It wasn't a complete jump. It was a working together.
Oh, we did. We sort of built that together.
Mm-hmm. Almost rebuild together.
Yes, because rebuild
almost.
It together later.
I rebuilt it together when I jumped on top of both of you.
Yeah, I have to rebuild my spine now.
Super love fest. Okay, so we're here at Rebuilding Together. What are you working on? What's happening? What have you done? I don't see any sweat, paint, sawdust, or anything on you. Are you just, like, impervious to that?
Well, it does bounce a bit.
Okay.
When you stay away from it.
Oh.
You know, it bounces and bounces, you know. But, yeah, I got here today, and there's two streets that are going crazy with this build. 16 homes, right, on two different streets, plus your playground coming. I'm telling you, it's awesome here.
Okay, the playground opens up soon.
Yeah.
Now, are you going anywhere else after that besides eating lunch?
After that, I think I'm going to that street. I don't even know the name of the street, but they're like, Grundy, we need you over there. So as soon as the playground's done, I think that's where I'm going.
Very cool. I'm going to
suit up and boot up.
I've never watched you do anything yet in my whole entire life.
Well, you need to spend more time with me. I've tried to steal you away.
I know.
And I tried to steal you right off the stage right in front of me. Hey, Grundy, I'm right here.
It didn't bother me at all.
No, that's cool. Well, I've seen Mark work, and I'm good with that. I want to watch you.
So
hey,
when you're
you can do that.
When your conscience was removed as a child,
yes.
Did it hurt?
Not at all.
No,
not at all. Not at all. I was too young to realize it, and so now it's just how I am.
It's kind of like when you're born and you can't see or anything else. You just don't know what you're missing out.
I adapt.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like you with having feelings. When you were born, you didn't have all those pesky emotions.
I did. Mm-hmm. I had a feeling ectomy.
Yes, mm-hmm. You did. So
sometimes I feel it. Like they're crawling all over
something
me.
Happens,
yeah.
But it doesn't. He doesn't know what that is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't relate to that.
His communication skills, too. They were completely taken away.
Okay, so DIY Network.
Yes.
Dominator.
You were on
cool
the
tools.
Travel Channel.
Travel Channel.
Doing an eating show.
We did a show called Monster Sized Meals.
Yeah.
And, we found people who were making an 800-pound cheeseburger. So we followed them around, helped them make it. And,
did you, Cookie Monster it?
Cookie Monster. I got after it.
You know,
I mean, this thing took 13 hours to cook.
What do you cook it in? Like, do you light a truck on fire? And
yes. There was a semi-truck that they converted into an oven. And
no way.
Yeah, and so they built this form that packed all the ground beef in there, and then it just rotates. Every hour they had to rotate it, and it was 13 hours.
Was that on the show how they tricked that out into a... Into a cooking, like, to, into an oven.
Oh, like
they,
how they changed the
did
truck?
They,
no.
Because I want to see that show.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
That's the show I want to see.
That's not a bad idea. Let me make a call.
Just do it. get it happening. There's some people around here.
I said you don't even have a cell phone. Let me make a call.
Tucker's got my phone. Where's Tucker?
He's going to walk over there into the middle of everything, and he's just like, hey, scream out into the universe, and somebody's going to be like, oh, that's a good idea. I'll get Grundy to host that.
That's how I got my water.
We were talking about your water bottle. We got to hold it up to camera here. It's got a word on it that I don't recognize.
Yeah. My government name. Chris.
Come out.
Where you going?
Your government name.
My mother gave me that name, Christopher. But, yeah, no one really calls me that. It's been Grundy, and I've got two brothers. I've got, you know, a bunch of cousins. Everybody, most of us go by Grundy. So I've got a family reunion coming up.
Are all their first names Chris as well?
Not exactly.
Okay.
But I have,
exactly.
But I have four cousins
are
who
they
are
similar to Chris.
They're
Ross,
Daryl, David, Donald, Danielle, all in the same house.
That's like that.
That's
line.
Like Donald Duck's family or something.
Hey, what can I? That's why we just say Grundy.
I think that's so cool.
Yeah.
I love that.
It's like that scene from Good Will Hunting where he's faking that he has a family. And my brothers, Maddie, Mackie, Lukey, Johnny, Bobby, and Murray.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Say that one more time.
Okay. So,
okay. Sorry.
No, we were at 30,000-pound cheeseburger.
Yeah. 800 pounds. And, yeah, we you know, went through the whole process, and they set a record by doing this. So that was on Travel Channel. You know, we've got Blog Cabin on DIY.
Can you spill any beans about what's happening there yet?
I can tell you that it's awesome. I can tell you that six hosts come, and they do an amazing job, and everybody works together. People have their specialties, go into the bathroom, do the bath crashers, you know, outside yard crashers, you know, and where we eat. Kitchen crashers. My mom even came and visited the set this year.
Get out.
She
no.
made us sweet potatoes. Man, it was off the chain. I'm telling you. Awesome.
Now, I saw a tweet.
Go.
That you said about your mom that she pulls double duty as mom and dad.
Yep.
Did I get that right?
Yep.
So she's kind of in a serious Grundy moment, and you can, like, change and get all dramedy on us.
Yes.
And if you shed a tear, it's all right. But your mom's kind of your hero.
She is absolutely my hero. She has been the rock for all of us. I've got two brothers and a sister, and she has been amazing throughout our whole lives. And for most of that, she's done double duty. And I don't want to shed a tear, but don't get me talking about my mama, because I'm telling you.
Oh, well, then I'll talk about Mark's mom, then.
Go.
Oh, great,
because
I want to cry.
Because
it's going to be awesome.
She did the same thing, mom and dad for Mark.
Yeah?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I got into carpentry in large part because I saw her build a bookcase when I was a little kid, like 5 years old. And there she is. She's got like a handsaw, a curved claw hammer, like 8-penny nails.
Like,
what are you doing up here? And it happened.
Yes.
It happened.
It happens. It's,
and that changed me.
I never thought you guys would talk about how much you hurt your mommies together. This is sort of such a moment.
Somebody messes with my mom, they got a fight coming. I'm telling you. That's it. It's go time. That's it. And yeah. I'll tell anybody. Anybody wants some, just say some.
Now, did you get government training for the fighting? From the government name?
I have an older brother who's been in the Army for almost 30 years, and he used to beat me regularly. So that was my training, how to get out of getting beat up and then fending for yourself. That came right in the house. Tons of beatings all the time. All the time. Is it Monday? Here comes the beating.
So are you doing that at Blog Cabin?
What's that?
Are you doing that at Blog Cabin as well? So when a host comes in to do a project, you just start beating on them.
That's first things first.
I know. You got to get done. You're in my house, my rules.
My rules.
Yeah. Blashaw comes in, you punch him in the throat.
And then my mom will make you some sweet potatoes or something after.
Oh,
yeah.
Sweet potatoes are amazing. Yeah, I don't have to beat up Blashaw. I just cut his hair.
And then he cries anyway.
And that's the worst thing I can do to him.
He does have that hair, though.
It's beautiful.
Yes.
It's
Carter
gorgeous.
Has that hair, too, wherever Carter is. He's got that hair.
Carter, too, man.
Yeah.
I was out with Carter last night, and he was so pretty. I was standing next to him at the bar, you know, and I was just like, man, you got to walk away. You look too good. You got to go. You got to go.
Did he actually, like, eclipse, like a lunar eclipse? And, like, your aura is getting all harsh down?
Yeah, yeah.
Very harsh. Did you fight him?
I did not fight him because his wife was there, and she can take me.
Yeah. I get that.
Yeah, I don't mess with Amy Smart, man. I'm telling you. She'll go right for the neck.
So if you had to choose between Carter and Amy as a wingman, you'd go Amy?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, man, people were coming up to us all night last night. Excuse me. Are you Amy Smart? Yes, I am. Click, click, click. Shit, hit, click. All of it.
And then you're like, hi, I'll talk to you while you wait to talk to me.
And was there anybody?
I got her drinks.
Wait, and were people like actually wedging themselves in between you? Like, excuse me, sir?
Get out the way! I'm telling you, it was awesome. It was awesome. And then they checked their phones right away to make sure it was a good picture.
That you weren't in it.
Yes.
Yeah. I get that a lot. Could you get out?
Someone's gonna take a picture of her last night, and I said, "Am I in or out of this picture?" And the lady goes, "I don't care."
So you're not even important enough to get thrown out.
No, she didn't even care. I was just background to her.
Are you someone, sir? Please leave.
Clearly not.
Now,
I don't care.
Now, you do projects at home sometimes.
Yes.
With Kayleen McCabe.
Yes, we both live in Colorado.
I've got a love for her.
Yeah.
That is quite strong.
So do I.
Yeah.
So do I. I called her one night. It was she had called me about 10 o'clock at night, and I was on my way home, and she's like, "Yeah, what are you doing?" I was like, "Well, actually, I'm going to go home and demo my kitchen. I'm going to put a new floor in. I mean, if you're bored, you can come up." She didn't even let me finish. "Yeah, I'm on my way!" She grabbed her tools, got in her Jeep, and came right up there, and we were demolition. For the next hour and a half, we were ripping it up. It was awesome.
So that's in your top three tips. Start at night.
Start at night, and then, you know, have a couple extra couches around, because then you need to take a nap. You know?
And then just happen to have a friend who's, does carpentry, and also is really good at it, and has a lot of tools and experience, and, you know, is good at working late hours, because she hosts a show that's, you know, always on location.
Yeah, and you know,
that's another tip you have to have. I mean, your checklist. Do I have the right
friend who's a host of a show called Rescue Renovation?
Yes.
That's always really
number
helpful.
One.
Yeah.
And then
bad.
Number two, have a project for her to do.
Yes.
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 That's
number
really important.
Number three, call it a bizarre hour.
Yeah. Hey, she called me. Okay. I was just trying to get home.
She, like,
and
put your bat signal out.
Now, would you?
And then this guy, she saw it, and she said, "Grundy needs help."
I'm on my way.
Is it a big G?
It's a big G.
It's a big giant G.
I see it. It's out there in the sky. I will go to him. But what tool should I bring, though? I must call.
She just filled up the Jeep and came up.
What did you take out? What did you put in?
So took out carpet and a pergola floor, put in tile, and went from the kitchen, the powder room, the dining room, all of it is all tile now.
Nice.
Now the two of you working together, are you like in sync, or do you argue with each other?
No, we don't argue. I'm the boss in my house. She's the boss in her house.
All right,
I like it.
Yeah.
Nothing says cool like Grundy. Nothing says class like carpet in the kitchen. And nothing says we're out of here like this. We're out of here. We'll be back with more.
Carpet was in the dining room.
Want to turn a kitchen or bath from drab to fab? Pilot yourself with Bondera.
If you can paint or wallpaper, you can put in beautiful new tile yourself using Bondera.
Bondera makes tiling faster, easier, and cleaner than using mortar or mastic.
It's an advanced, pressure-sensitive adhesive on a roll
that repels water, is mold-resistant, and environmentally friendly.
Saving time and money is beautiful with Bondera Tile Mat Set.
Visit BonderaTileMatSet.com for more information.
Or grab a roll at Lowe's today.
My friend. Fix It Up Life with my wife, Teresa.
And my husband, Mark.
And we're here in Columbus, Ohio, on the ground with Rebuilding Together, building a healthy neighborhood, and building a tradesperson.
And this is our second Building a Healthy Neighborhood.
Wherever we go, we leave it better than we found it, just because we showed up. Not because we're here with Lowe's store manager, Jeff Decker.
And hundreds of volunteers.
20 houses.
Yes.
Yeah.
Working hard today.
And Jeff is working hard to make this happen from Lowe's. Thank you for everything you're doing.
Thank you. Well, I'm not working as hard as the 100 volunteers. I'm just walking around, but the 100 volunteers are really making it happen.
Now, what is your involvement? Like, what are you doing here today?
Basically, what we're doing is we're working with a group of homeowners, and I got a chance to meet some of them this morning. We're doing exterior projects, interior projects, just hoping to make their homes safer, more beautiful, and making them really proud of their homes.
That is so good, because helping homeowners with little projects around their house they can't get to because they're busy spending their money on things like medicine and food and other stuff, and so busy working so hard that giving them just a little bit of help is just such a big difference.
Absolutely, and some of those projects aren't small ones. It's not just planting a flower. There's new roofs going on. There's new bathrooms. There's painting the whole outside of the home. So there's some major projects going on as well.
So this is complicated, and it's a big undertaking.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely.
And I have to say, you're wearing Team Racing on your shirt right now.
Jimmy Johnson, five times.
So we can say you're a fan?
Got to be, right?
NASCAR fan?
Winner, yeah. you got to support your company.
Do they race around here?
Closest I think they race around here is Kentucky and Michigan.
There you go.
I think what you're trying to say is there going to be a race today here?
Yeah, when can I go to a race with you right now?
Hey, you let me know when.
You take a couple golf carts out. You guys
can go.
Golf carts.
Yeah. That's a great idea.
Yeah.
I never thought about that.
Yeah.
Come on, Jimmy.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I wonder if they have a reverse beeper in the race cars, like golf carts.
Beep. Beep. Yeah.
Well, they don't have reverse.
No. Why would you go backwards?
No.
It's all about going forward, making progress.
And you only turn left.
That's right. Now, do you have store members here also from around the area that are helping out?
Absolutely. That's all our volunteers. I have store managers here. I have assistant managers. I have HR managers. I have hourly associates, part-time associates, millwork people, loaders, you name it, we got it.
Who's going to be the most sore when they go back to work?
All of them.
And if they're not getting sore enough, you're making sure of it?
Well, no. I mean, they're all working hard. You can tell by the sweat. There's a couple over there sweating really hard. So, just like I told one of the associates, sore body but warm heart, right? So,
hey, there you go.
That does warm your heart.
I am going to steal that like it's my own thought.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like do well and do good.
Do well and do good.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I didn't invent that, but I pass it off like I do.
That's really good.
Or like I did, rather.
Yeah. That's so good. Well, I was excited today because, you know, at Rebuilding Together events, there's always that warm-up in the morning and hearing the Lowe's cheer. Do you guys do that at the stores in the morning,
every
too?
Morning. Every morning before we get going. Sometimes we do the Lowe's stretch.
Yeah.
What's that?
You spell Lowe's by stretching out. You do an L, you do an O, you do a
No, you're not
W.
even joking, are you?
No.
See? Your cheer today had people just hoorah, pumped up when you said you had everybody spell out Lowe's, and then you had a couple in there where the apostrophe goes. Do you have to get special training to be a cheer?
Yeah, you got to go through it a couple times before you get it right, just to make sure you don't misspell it.
The first time you did it, were you like, wait a minute, am I really doing this? Or were you just totally fired up and made it happen?
It comes natural. You just try to make sure you don't misspell it. That's the reason I didn't try to spell crate and barrel.
That would take a while to do, too. Yeah.
Absolutely.
You know,
now,
we always say
to Lexi, our 12-year-old, when she was very little, we would say, we're not going to go to highs, we're going to go to, and then
Lowe's.
Go to Lowe's.
That's our little cheer at home.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Now, are you in figuratively or even literally emptying out the store to keep pace with the inventory of these 20 houses that are being worked on?
No. Most of the inventory is coming out of our local Georgesville store, which is Southwest Columbus. And James and his team, James is the store manager, he's here, and they've ample inventory to take care of all the needs here.
And it's everything from copper pipe to bark mulch to I see plants over there on these wagons.
Absolutely.
Do you provide the wagons?
Those
are part of rebuilding together.
Yeah, those don't look like Lowe's wagons.
There you would get them out of here.
Absolutely. No
orange paint
buckets.
Them. Yeah, paint them blue.
Paint them blue. Well, they have incredible organization here, and as someone was pointing out to me earlier, it's like being in a Lowe's store. The way Rebuilding Together Columbus has their tools organized, and they're each in trucks. Each organized by house, it's fantastic.
Yes, it is fantastic because it makes the whole process of volunteering and it makes the process of helping people so much easier when you can find what you're looking for to do the job at hand.
Absolutely.
Yes. Oh.
Job at hand to play some music and take a break.
Yeah, we do.
We'll be back with more from Rebuilding Together, Building a Healthy Neighborhood right after this. Hideway, not the hard way, with Hide's dust-free sander. Attach to your wet dry vac and go. No drywall dust on your furniture, no tough cleanup when you're done. Buy online at Amazon.com. Done. You're back inside my Fix It Up Life with my wife, Teresa.
And my husband, Mark. And we're out of the office today. We're out of the studio. And we are outside. And I hear lawn being mowed behind us.
Love the sound of the internal combustion engine
you
making
do.
Grass
yes.
shorter.
Yes.
And what I've learned while I was talking with our guest, Sasha Bopp, who's the CEO of Crate and Barrel.
Yes.
He's a DIY guy.
Really?
That's right.
Tools. Now, we got design, of course, and we've got all kinds of home furnishings from Crate and Barrel, but let's get to building stuff with wood in your yard.
Yeah.
I want to talk about the pretty stuff, though.
But we'll get there.
All right,
let's start with the fun stuff.
Let's start with the muscle stuff.
So I have three kids, and a 13-year-old was pressing me all summer last year, saying he wants a treehouse.
Oh.
So I finally gave in. I knew it was going to be a long project, so we started building that treehouse stuck between two big trees. It's 5 feet up in the air. It's like a 5-on-5 cube with a roof, with a window, with a door, everything you need. And it's not done. And I can tell you, I'm currently probably Lowe's biggest customer. I'm here every weekend. I don't know how many $1,000s I've spent. Seriously, I've spent on buying stuff. Lowe's 4x4 lumber a lot.
All of it.
Wow.
Now, is there a ladder up? Like, have you made a ladder for it, or you just have a ladder up there?
The ladder is not there yet. So right now we're just setting one up, and then we're taking it down, putting it to the garage. Until the thing is done, I don't want a ladder because
That's
I don't
want safe, yeah.
neighbors to go in.
Yeah,
right.
Kids, so they know they're not supposed to be there until all the walls are up and everything is safe.
So who designed the treehouse?
I did.
You did?
Everything.
So your 13-year-old.
Yes.
Name?
Leo.
Leo. Now, did Leo have any say in what was going into the treehouse?
He makes suggestions that are being rejected, like the flat screen TV, the AC. No, but otherwise, you know, as long as you start working on it, he's so excited. He applauds everything you do.
That is so fantastic. So does he have a tool belt, and is he helping you along
Absolutely,
the way?
Absolutely, yeah. He's learning. So he's learning to hammer. He's learning to use the big saw, uh-huh. the big noisy one. Now the little 6-year-old brother,
he puts his hands on his ears because he's afraid of the loud noise, but he's learning to use all the tools, which I think is one of the great pieces of doing this.
We believe in that, too. I mean, that's one of the big things that we always talk about is kids need to have basic skills because they're life skills. So when you launch them into the world, that they are able to do things for themselves, which is so important. A treehouse. I want a treehouse.
I want a tree. I want one. I want you to make one for me.
No problem. Then I want you to furnish a treehouse for me afterwards. Let's get to the pretty stuff.
Well, that's even easier.
We're on the same page because I wanted to segue back to DIY inspiration at Crate and Barrel and all the things that I've seen at crateandbarrel.com, the inspiration sections at the website.
Well, what about at our house?
We got to grease him up a little. Then we'll ask him to come over to the house.
No. When I found out I was going to be talking to you, I was actually lounging on a Crate and Barrel pillow at my home. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this is so perfect because I enjoy everything that you guys make. So
thank you.
I'm excited.
We put a lot of passion into
you. You know that we got those pillows from Crate and Barrel. Right?
I do. In fact, I know every time you sit down on them and say, have you seen my Crate and Barrel pillow? Like, it's not a commercial. We're just sitting down for coffee.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
we're inside our house.
I know. I know.
I love you guys.
It is true, though. Yeah.
Well, when I was going through the inspiration section at the website, I love the way that it was put together in terms of a story.
Mm-hmm.
And even every story had an app to go with it, with music, I'm forgetting the name now, photo booth.
Yes.
So you could do an old-time photo booth film strip of yourself. And the detail and the inspiration was fantastic.
Yes. Well, we don't sell just product. We sell emotion. And it's about the stories. It's about what happens in your home once you have the product in your home. So we always say we're not just about selling product. We have to make sure you can turn your house into a home that's going to be warm and clean and welcoming and the place for your friends, for your family. So that's what we really sell. And that's the experience you're supposed to get when you walk into a Crate and Barrel store. Super welcoming staff, a great decor, great experience, real warmth.
Well, you're doing a fantastic job because I feel it when I walk in. And then I want to move in.
We hear that a lot.
Is that okay? Is that
yes, that's absolutely okay. Yes. And you'll be living with great people in those stores, all our associates.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Now, all of the people that work for Crate and Barrel, do they get to test out the products before they go into the stores? Are there like special people that get the special stuff before everybody else gets to have it? Like at their office, at their desk, they get to try out the new.
Sometimes, yes.
We definitely have a great sample area in our corporate office, and we spend a lot of time in that place. All our merchants, they basically spend their lives surrounded by their product. So, yeah, we sit a lot on the sofas that we put into the stores.
And so at your boardroom, do you have a chair, like all different kinds of chairs and stuff around there that everybody gets to use and different? You know, I'm just imagining it would just be so much fun, like a playhouse to me. I'm sorry.
That's almost what it is.
No, I'm thinking his office has 1,000 end tables in it stacked toward the ceiling. that one looks
so
good.
If you want to know, I don't have an office. I sit in a big open space with a whole bunch of my colleagues, and there are six of us, and then five of us, so we're basically 11 people in big open space, and we have like desks, not even, it's like a row of desks and another row, and in between there is a big table, a table that we sell in the store, it's called the Big Sur, and it seats like 12 people. And when we want to have a meeting, we just go, hey, let's have a meeting. We turn around and we roll to that table and we have a meeting.
You literally roll to the table.
We roll
to
the table.
How efficient is that?
That's fantastic. Do you not walk during the day? You just roll around?
Yeah.
I'm going to roll to the bathroom. I'll be right back.
Yeah, we walk also.
I'm going to roll out and get. Never leave my chair.
I want to see photos of this treehouse. Can you share
when
that with
me? When it's done, I'll share it with you. Absolutely.
Maybe we don't have to like post it anywhere or anything, but I'm curious what you're building there at your house. And
yes, I'm pretty proud of it, so
yes.
I'll share it with
what
you.
What a huge thing to be able to undertake a treehouse project. And you're doing it on the weekends, and you're doing it with your – it's just absolutely – it's the coolest thing ever.
Yes.
I love that.
Now, will there be a flash of trend from Crate and Barrel in there, or is this going to be pure kid space?
What do you mean trend?
What things that are trending now at Crate and Barrel?
Definitely. We have to infuse something fun. And we have a kids' company called The Land of Nod.
Yes,
and they make great products.
Love.
So there will definitely be some really fluffy, nice things inside the treehouse.
Well, you got to keep it dry. Make sure
that my construction is going to be dry.
Because he goes to Lowe's, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. The good people at Lowe's are helping him with that.
The good people at Lowe's.
Yeah.
I love the internal radio commercial. This segment brought to you by the good people at Lowe's.
And they're
now let's get back
building
to
it together.
From Crate and Barrel.
So they don't have to rebuild it. They're building it together.
So
first off,
what kinds of trends can we see coming up in the stores? Can you spill the beans on that a little bit?
Well, spinning the beans is always a difficult thing, but in general, the trends are authentic. You have to have things that are truly authentic. We're working together with designers, and we are going to bring more and more designer work into the stores around entertaining. And that's truly, for us, the authentic piece, a designer that lives in great spaces, that loves to entertain, and that designs for Crate and Barrel, specifically around bringing together family, bringing together friends. That's a trend you'll see a lot. Very warm. And starting this fall, you'll see that in stores, even more than you already see it.
And that is so perfect with all the technology that we have. We always have these things attached to us, our phones and our computers.
Sorry, I'm getting an email.
And how detached some, you know, like Lexi, our 12-year-old, is getting detached.
Yeah.
And there's, I think us as parents, it's something that we really want to be able to do is spend more time with the people we love, and gather together and have real parties and not just, so,
yes.
Did you see the game last night?
Ban the cell phone.
On the phone.
Yeah. So here's my product design idea that I will submit to you free of charge after the lawyers get through with you. The cell phone bin that you come in and you put your phone in
prior
to the party.
That's a good one.
Oh.
Face down, buzzer off, and the first one who reaches for it, and this is, I'm borrowing this from something I've seen elsewhere, but
okay, I have a problem
the first one who reaches for it, I don't know, buys the beer, cooks the burgers.
I have a problem with that. What if you're going to the party, and you have a babysitter, and the babysitter's a problem, has to get in touch with you? It doesn't work.
Man, you're either in or you're out.
There is always something that you might not remember. It's called a regular phone. It rings in the whole house kind of thing.
Really?
Yes. I remember.
Where
do
they have those?
We have one.
We have one of those, too. We actually, at our house when we moved in, it was one of those old phone systems where it rang outside.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was one of those, because everyone shared the phone number in the neighborhood or for a certain number of houses.
Wow.
So it would ring, and so everybody then would check their phone to see if it was for them.
Seriously?
Yes.
Never heard that.
Yeah, that's just like the craziest. It's what used to happen before we, you know, got all this.
Right,
we
got a
so
new
far.
Project for the neighborhood. As soon as I'm done with
community
the treehouse,
phone.
I'll have a community
party
phone.
Line. That's what
that's
those are called.
A party
line.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was
yeah.
one line for a couple of houses.
Yes.
Unbelievable. So, yeah, so we'll bring that back. I'm sure that technology. Put it next to my iPad.
No wonder everybody knew where everybody else's kids were back in the day, because you literally knew where everyone else's kids were.
We'll call your kids in for dinner by yelling out the back door like my parents used to. Get in here and stay around. We'll be back after the break with more of my Fix It Up Life.
Offers affordable slate and shake roofing tiles that add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic DaVinci tiles resist mold, algae, fungus, and insects. Backed by a 50-year warranty, DaVinci roofs are fire-resistant and withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles to not only protect but enhance the beauty of their home. Learn more about award-winning DaVinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624 today.
Thank you.
my Fix It Up Life.
With my husband, Mark.
And my wife, Teresa.
And I'm having a wonderful time here.
Basking in the sun. Today is brought to you by Perfect.
Well, yeah, we're solar powered right now.
Yes, we've got a
this
solar
is, I think,
array.
The first time that the My Fix It Up Life show is actually solar powered.
Uninterrupted,
yes.
Clean, silent, and right over there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you going to bust into sunny days?
No, mostly because I don't know it, and also mostly because I can't sing.
No?
Well,
no. You have a very unique singing voice, though.
Yes, I have a unique singing voice.
He
meaning...
also has a very unique dancing style. Yes.
Yvette Parker, who owns the... Did I get your name right?
Alexander.
Alexander, I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
And who owns the daycare center and preschool that has been in this neighborhood for many, many years.
Over 50 years.
More than 50 years?
Mm-hmm.
So what do the kids think about what's going on right now? Building a healthy neighborhood, rebuilding together is here. There's so many people walking around and doing all this good work.
They are just so excited. They have been asking a lot of questions. Why are we doing this? I try to explain it to them as best I can to make them understand. They had an awesome time yesterday in the concrete, putting their fingerprints, their handprints, and they did a mosaic over there. They enjoyed that so much. They're constantly looking out the window. Oh, look. And if I'm walking through the room, Missy Fett, look. What are they doing? Look at the jungle gym they're building. They're just so excited. We can't keep them focused on other things. So I told the teachers, that's okay. You know, they're excited about what's going on. I said, let them engage as much as possible and sing and explain to them. So we've also created some stories and got some books out about building and cleaning up the neighborhood and things like that, too.
Oh,
now, the construction
beautiful.
Vehicles and all of that that are driving around, are they out of their minds about those, too?
We have probably one. He's scared.
Oh.
Just in hearing the noise. But the other children are fine with it.
Okay.
Yeah, because even when they see, like, the garbage truck coming down the street, they just real excited. And if they're outside, he usually will toot his horn at them and stuff like that. Yeah.
Well, I'm a grown man. I'm still like that. Garbage truck's coming down the street, I watch it.
Well, yeah, we have the excuse, though, because we have a little boy who runs outside to watch the garbage truck, and they wave, and they're really kind, too. And so he gets to actually do it with him now. He has an excuse.
Okay.
Yeah, I have an excuse for acting like a
four-year-old. He doesn't look
silly
like a grown man, you know.
We have one little fella. He loves tools and things like that. We can't keep it. He won't go play or anything. He's so fascinated to what's going on. He will not move from that fence when they bring him out. And then we have a lot of tool trucks and stuff in little miniature trucks. So the children are now trying to imitate what they see. So they're in there digging up all the mulch and everything with their trucks. So it's been real exciting for them.
Oh,
so what are they
going to
do when the playground opens?
They're going to go over there and
play. Are you going to be able to get them off of it, though, when it's time to go back inside?
Probably not, because we can hardly get them off of the little equipment that we have here. So we know it's going to be a challenge trying to pull them away. But they're excited. I'm very excited. And I am so thankful to everyone. This has been an awesome, awesome experience for us all, not just for our center, for me, for the children, and the families, but for the whole neighborhood. And I think everybody that's been involved, you know, just crying last night about all this that's happening. And then I've been bombarded with phone calls this morning because we were in the paper.
Yeah,
they're like, what's going on? You never told us. Da-da-da-da. And I hadn't had a chance because I've been so overwhelmed with my work and everything. I hadn't had a chance to tell a lot of people about, you know, what was going to take place here.
Well, you just did.
Yes, you did.
You just told everybody here in Columbus at Rebuilding Together's Building a Healthy Neighborhood. We'll be back with more.
Well, I have to say
thank
you for what you're doing for this community and taking care of all of the kids, because that is probably the most important job that we have.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
And you saw it here.
Yeah.
Everything you need to know in life, you learn in kindergarten.
Yes.
Please and thank you.
Yeah.
We'll be back with more of my Fix It Up Life.
Imagine the rush something doing just fine. Like where we're going, I just need a little time. So hold on a little longer for you to lay your lips on mine. Yeah. Hold
What's a better return on investment than remodeling a bathroom or kitchen? Replacing your windows with energy-efficient vinyl windows.
They can help you recoup 71.2% of costs and help you save on energy bills from the day they're installed.
And through the end of 2013, you can receive federal tax credits when installing Energy Star qualified windows or doors.
Check out the money-saving details at Simonton.com/Energy Star Credit.
Whether you're replacing one window or a house full of windows, adding energy-efficient vinyl windows can really pay off.
Is my fix it up life.
Inside my fix it up life with my wife Teresa
and my husband Mark, and you're really fired up. Why are you fired up? Should I be concerned? Is there a plan going on? Are you hatching something?
Well, I guess there are two obvious reasons, and they're sitting here. HGTV's Carter Osterhaus and his wife Amy Smart.
Yes.
And I'm just having a good time.
Yes, of yeah. Carter's kids.
Oh my gosh, you know what Amy looks like right now? I don't know if you guys ever saw Rat Race. But when you are in the helicopter, wow, that totally looks like the movie right now. That's...
That just hit you like a dump truck going 10 miles an hour.
Yeah.
You turn around like,
that's
whoa.
Really funny.
He doesn't really relate to me in any films well, an hour.
No,
you're
I don't.
Like, oh.
But there's a guy running around here who really likes you in Rat Race.
Yes.
And
he's
so,
very nice.
Yeah, he should take a picture of you right now.
Do you not
oh
know what
goodness,
she does
he
for
would
living?
Actually probably think you're doing it
yeah,
right now.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. He's like, act it out.
He pissed off at your boyfriend.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, that is too funny. Well, I'm so glad that you guys are here because we met you guys at Building a Healthy Neighborhood in Philadelphia last
mm-hmm.
year.
Mm-hmm.
And we're here in Columbus. We're doing the Building a Healthy Neighborhood tour,
mm-hmm.
sort of.
Yes.
Annual tour?
Sort of.
I guess.
Yeah, yeah we're two for two.
Two for two.
We're batting 1,000.
And I've been hearing about the playground, Carter's
yeah.
kids, and all
right.
of the kids are excited to get out there and that they have been
all the
of,
kids, all the adults are excited to get out there and
well,
play on the playground.
Yeah.
Come on.
That's
you see those
true.
People over there?
That's true. That's
they're,
true.
They're pining on the sides ready to get on that playground. Hey, playgrounds are so much fun because they really bring out the kid in everybody. And so, of course, the playground is for the children. But, you know, it really does. It sort of brings back those memories when you are a kid, from when you were a kid, you know, of those times that you had, wherever you grew up at and however you lived your life as a kid. But when you were on a playground, you know, those accomplishments that you had. And so what we're trying to do with Carter's Kids is continue those, you know, those memories for kids. And I think we're doing it. You know, the playground behind us is really cool looking, and I'm sure the kids, I hope, they're totally going to love it when they get on it, which will be here in a couple hours.
Wait, have you ever had any kids go, nah, no thanks?
That would be really bad if we did.
No. That wasn't really a serious
that would
question.
That would be really bad if we did. I'm trying
like,
to think
we?
Mile back. No, we have not. I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Fortunately, we have not. You know, honestly, it's like sometimes when you put these playgrounds in, you really feel like...
It's a dump trunk.
Like Disneyland is going on in their backyard for them, you know, because it's like it's a place, it's a new... attractive space for the kids to be in, and they just eat it up, and it's the best, you know, it's such a great feeling.
Yeah, how can you not go to a playground and smile, like, and see all of the stuff? Like, you imagine all the stuff that you can do there, all the stuff that you've done. It's just, like, and they're usually beautiful colors, too, so it's
mm-hmm.
just a happy place.
You like the colors.
I love the colors. That's like my favorite part.
That's what
like,
she says.
Oh, the pink and, or the, you know, whatever. Right now we have purple, green, and blue.
Right.
But I think the colors are just so, you know, exciting and attractive. And
And every time we do a playground bill, it's just so fun to kind of, because they're all, you know, specially designed for this area, for each particular area, for the age range. For example, we did one in L.A. at the beginning of January where it was, like, for older kids. So it was all really about fitness and, like, getting in shape. Because playgrounds, you don't think of playgrounds for, like, middle school kids. But it was very, like, about athletics and working out on the playground. And this is obviously for younger kids. But it's so fun to see all the different designs and then, of course, seeing the kids, like, jump and run and be all excited on the playgrounds. Okay, I have a hard-hitting question.
Ripped
from the headline.
Yeah. Amy, when you were a kid,
yeah,
what did you go to first at the playground? Were you a swing person, a slide person, a monkey bar person? What was the thing that you had to do first?
I think the monkey bars. That was, like, you know, the goal, like, to just be able to get across.
Yes.
I could do it much better when I was a kid than now. Like, where did my upper body strength go? I felt like I used to just rip or the rings, too. I remember going, did you guys have rings? Which I don't see anymore.
Yeah,
right?
You don't see those too much anymore.
Okay, no, Carter, what was yours?
I would say probably, you know what's funny is, like, back in the day when they had the big, really tall slides. You know, that, like,
yeah,
burned you when you got on
the metal,
them.
Yeah,
because
yeah,
they were metal. And
yeah,
those, it was like when you could, I would always, like, seek out, like, the tallest one and be like, that's the one I'm going to go on today. And then you burn yourself and you go down and you're fine. But you know, but I think that was, that's what I was always looking for on the quest.
On the quest.
Or you burn yourself skidding to a
yeah,
stop because your shorts have ridden off.
Yeah.
And then see,
yeah.
Oh,
the playgrounds
again
are so much more safe. There's so much more safety
like
going into it than back in the day.
Oh, I mean,
really?
Those slides were like a 12-foot step ladder and a piece of sheet metal
yeah,
hanging off.
Completely.
Them. Yeah.
Completely. Yeah, so not safe.
We,
so much fun.
I grew up in Topanga Canyon, and, you know, of course, it was like more of like a hippie community. And our playground had these really big tires, like stacked tires that people would climb on the tires, get in the tires, sit in the tires, and like make out. And I think like I don't really see that on many playgrounds.
Yeah.
Like big tractor tires, like
oh right,
big
yeah,
tires.
Were they in the ground like
they
you
were
would
just
be
kind
on,
of like
laying
stacked
flat,
like on each other.
Right.
And poles in the middle, so you could kind of climb up and get into the tires.
Nice.
Make out.
Make
nice.
Out.
Now,
nice.
Carter, are you,
yes,
for the older kids,
racing
are you working
playground
out?
Racing
it
playground.
Was, I
yeah,
know.
Those are those L.A. kids. Which, you know.
I know. We were very forward.
Yeah.
Are you designing into any Carter's kids, any make-out spots for the older
yeah,
kids?
Yeah, no. We haven't really
no,
thought
I
about it.
I think that's
have,
like the
yeah,
next step.
Yeah.
Kids just want to have a little private space to make out. Or to think.
Yeah, or to think. Or to read a
stuff,
book.
Write
yeah,
poetry.
You know, exactly.
Speaking
yeah,
of which, you have one.
Yeah, what?
Carter's Way.
Oh, poetry?
No, no.
A
you
poem?
Do.
Oh. You have a poem?
Next on my
yeah,
Fix It Up Live, Carter Osterhaus will be
yeah,
reciting Hamlet.
Yeah. No, yes, Carter's Way, which is my new book. And, okay, see, the playground's almost done. We're almost finished with it. Okay, we'll be... The mulch is being laid down?
Okay,
oh,
right now, the mulch is going down the playground.
Yeah, it's right now.
We have little... We have play-by-play action right now, which
yes,
is going on, which is pretty awesome.
From the field.
Yes. So
nice,
the playground is almost done. The mulch is going down, which is really cool. And the kids will be playing on it very soon, which is awesome. But
and the big kids.
And the big kids, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. yeah, so Carter's Way, the book, which is out. You can get it on Amazon, your local bookstore. You can check to see if they have it. But, yeah, it's, you know, it's basically to give people who aren't necessarily interior designers and DIYers, you know, the simple, I call it the Rosetta Stone of interior design, because it's very easy. You can, you know, there's quick little tips, and there's a lot of green tips in there as well. But, you know, like the simple stuff of how to, you know, coffee table, what size coffee table for your sofa? You know, what should that be? Should it be 2/3? Should it be half the size of your sofa? So, you know, just simple takeaway tips for people.
Yes, like how low to hang your light above your table,
exactly,
things like that.
Exactly.
Yeah. People always say, I don't know what to do.
Yeah, yeah.
You want to be able to see, but you don't want to, you know, see what you're talking to.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I hang
so
them
much
right at
about,
eye height, so I don't have to see anyone at the table. I can just,
you can just
yes,
hear your
exactly,
voice bellowing to the children around the table, eat your vegetables.
Right, right.
Yeah. Yeah.
The great Oz.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great and powerful Oz. So where are you guys going next? Where are you going to be building the next playground after this?
I think we're in Connecticut. I think we're in Boston. I know we're in New York. And we're also on the West Coast. We're in Los Angeles again. And I think we're in Dallas. So we and Michigan too. So so we hit the whole circuit. You know, we do about one playground a month with Carter's kids, and we team up, of course, this one with Rebuilding Together, which is always fun and fabulous, but then we do our own independent playgrounds all over the U.S. and one, two a month, it adds up. It's a very busy schedule, but it's fun because at the end of the day, the playgrounds go up fast and they're easy, and the kids totally love it, and it's something that we can devote a little bit of time to for such a long-lasting impression for these kids.
Oh, that's so good.
Well, and you're doing all that balancing your shows on HETV, and you are probably working on a project now for somebody, something, somewhere.
Mm-hmm. She's always working on
you
a project.
Should be
you,
a better
you
should be a better actress because your coy smile is not so coy. You look like
I have the worst poker face. Everyone's worst. Like, I can't lie.
I'm expecting you to go like this. No, I am not working
on
anything fun, Teresa.
Any secret projects right now?
I do have a film coming out next May called Single Moms Club. It's a Tyler Perry movie.
Wow.
So
I love that title.
What's it about?
I don't know. Maybe
it's
the
about
title.
Dads and how they're struggling with being dads and stuff, maybe?
About dads.
Yes.
Cool.
Yeah,
it's
sort of
single
like
dads.
A position of, like, you know, play on words of confusion.
I have a play on words, Carter. I'm actually upset with you.
Why?
Because
what'd I do?
Your name is not spelled like it's pronounced. It's Osterhaus, not Oosterhaus.
Yeah.
So
it's
I have
too many O's.
What can be done about it, and why is it that?
Can you DIY fun. That name?
I could, there you go. Yeah. It's a weekend project. I'll figure it out.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. That's good. I'll work on that. Next time. Sorry.
I feel like a Sesame Street thing. They take the O out and they smush
the
whole
That's good.
Thing
Wait, but I was born into it. How do you think this one over here feels? She went from smart to Osterhaus.
Well, it's funny because everyone wants to say Osterhaus, including some of my best friends, even though they know how to say it right. And because it's a newer name, I'm like, it's Osterhaus.
It's smart, okay?
It's smart.
Changing my name to smart.
Yeah, smart. That's a smart choice.
Yeah, probably would.
That is a good plan.
And we have to go to break.
We'll be back with more My Fix It Up Life.
Memorable entrance with ThermaTrue fiberglass doors and Fipon synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
And give you those rich details that make your home a showpiece.
Make your great entrance by visiting ThermaTrue.com and Fipon.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at GreenStreetLux.com.
My Fix It Up Life, and we're here in Columbus, Ohio. It's Rebuilding Together's Building a Healthy Neighborhood, and they are building a healthy neighborhood. 20 houses, hundreds of people.
And a playground
with Carter Osterhaus and Carter's kids. Grundy's here.
He's in the house.
Rocking it. What's up?
He's going in somebody's house.
And leaving the world better than they found it. Literally tons of materials being moved, driven, pushed, shoveled, nailed, you name it, going up a ladder, going into a basement.
I'm kind of getting the sense that you actually would like rather be there than here talking.
It's not rather.
Yes.
It's that I like to do those things.
Yes. And, like, you are going to be doing that after we finish talking.
That's right.
Yes.
And since the sun's out.
Tool belts on, baby.
Tool belts on, shirts off. I'm skinned.
I'm sorry.
Sun's out, guns out.
Suns out, fun's out. That's what I like to say.
Suns out, fun's out.
Yes.
And we wouldn't really have a neighborhood that's intact if we didn't have the work of our guest, Executive Director of Homes on the Hill, Steve Torsell, who's here building healthy neighborhoods in his own way.
Great to see you guys.
Well, thank you for taking time out to talk to us. And
sure.
Tell us a little bit about what you're doing in this community.
Okay. We're a 501c3 nonprofit organization. We do housing development, and we do homeownership education and counseling. Housing development primarily for us has been acquiring vacant and abandoned properties. We've done this for about 20 years, fixing them up primarily for homeownership. And our counseling is both for pre-purchase, giving people information about how to buy homes, because we do try to stimulate homeownership in the neighborhood. We also do counseling related to, of course, foreclosure counseling. In the last couple of years, that's been a very high priority for us to help keep people in their homes. And then we also do a number of other sort of smaller things. We often help community groups as a fiscal agent with safety programs, community gardens, those types of things. We have done one fairly large project in the neighborhood, which was a combination new and rehab project, which is a long-term lease purchase project. And we're continually looking for partners and other folks to bring into the neighborhood, because we know what we do is just one part of a bigger need that we have there. And it's really exciting to be here with Rebuilding Together, because it's a great supplement to the work we do. And the energy and the excitement of seeing all these people here in our neighborhood is just terrific. And for me in particular, since I was involved with what used to be Christmas, or in April, when we used to do this activity in April, it's great to see how it's evolved and work with this organization. And it really sort of fits very well with what we're doing. So it's exciting. Beautiful day.
So when you're walking around today, and the homeowners that you've worked with that are here in this neighborhood, what is the question or the comment that people keep coming up and telling you or saying to you? Is there something that is kind of a constant theme?
Well, yeah. First of all, I think people in this neighborhood somewhat feel overlooked, that people aren't really paying attention to their needs and demands and responding to them. So when they see something like this, it's very self-assuring, I guess might be one word for them, that, look, things are actually happening and we're not being left behind and people are coming in to help our neighborhood. Because the key about this neighborhood, and probably anybody in any neighborhood would share this, but this neighborhood, the people really care about it. I mean, they're vested here. A lot of people have family, 2 and 3 and 4 generations, who've been part of this neighborhood. And it's all very important to them to keep the neighborhood vibrant. And I guess that's the theme that I normally hear from folks, is that people have a great sense of tradition in this neighborhood and opportunity here, and they just don't want to see it be forgotten and let go. And something like this is a great reminder that we are doing positive things for them, and it's terrific.
And when you say home ownership counseling, mm-hmm. what does that entail? Because it sounds fantastic.
Sure. Well, it's a couple of things. First of all, we do a class that's 8 hours. We're a HUD-certified organization, so we have certain criteria. But one of the most important parts that we offer through our counselors is the one-on-one credit counseling, where you can come in, all you really have to pay for is your credit report, and then we'll review your credit for you, give you some idea of where you stand financially and the ability to be buy a house, which consists of a couple of things. One, are you going to be able to get a loan, first of all? In today's market, loans are more difficult to get. But secondly, sort of understanding what your debt means in terms of being able to manage your finances. We'll set up a budget plan for them. They'll also give them information about loans so they have an idea when they go in to talk to a lender about what's what, so that they get a better product for themselves. And then, and I think they get an idea of what they can afford in terms of their income, so they don't necessarily do one of two things: either overextend themselves and buy a house that really they can't afford because of things that happen in life, or the other extreme. Sometimes people just see a house, they think it's a good deal because it's a good price, and they get into it and they haven't done enough of the inspection work to really figure out what the problems are going to be. And so now they've got this house that they own, can't give it back, find out it needs a lot of work in it. So we try to really give a variety of information to folks just to make them make better decisions. And also, too, we're working, today's Mark, with a lot of rental counseling because of people who are in foreclosure now looking for rental properties. And you say, rental counseling, what could that mean? Well, part of it's understanding how to be a good tenant. But the other thing is understanding your rights and responsibilities as a tenant. And
well, keep a roof over your head.
Yes.
And the ground under your feet.
Yes, however it happens.
And don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more of my Fix It Up Live.
Thank you.
Believes that everyone deserves to live in a safe and healthy home. For nearly 25 years, Rebuilding Together has provided critical home repairs for low-income homeowners in need. With support from volunteers and skilled professionals, Rebuilding Together affiliates complete 10,000 rebuild projects every year, working to revitalize and stabilize vulnerable neighborhoods and communities across the country. Join Rebuilding Together and rebuild in your community. Find out how you can make a difference and get involved at RebuildingTogether.org.
Fix It Up Life with my handsome husband, Mark.
Wow, complimented.
I know.
My beautiful wife, Teresa, and I don't need to be prompted to say that. I feel that way all the time.
Well, I feel that way more so when we're out of doors.
Oh, thank you for going with out of doors instead of the generic outdoors.
I think that your natural habitat is not an inside. You know, you're not like a cave dweller. You're sort of an open range, sort of forest kind of creature. Like, you need to be in the wilderness.
I've always liked to be outside.
Yes, and you are more handsome outside, too.
That's because the light hits my masculinity.
And it glows.
Cassie Patterson with Rebuilding Together and America Or. You are allowed to run away if you feel it's appropriate.
I'm scared I'm going to trip over these wires if I try, so I'm just going to stay.
You know, when a bear is going to eat you in the forest, best move if you can't, like, bang pots and pans together, is to just lay there. Then they're not interested.
Right?
Yeah, exactly.
Cool.
Yeah.
And, like, you can't hear us.
There's your outdoor survival tips for my Fix It Up Life.
Yeah.
You also want to stay hydrated, and if you're in a rescue situation, you don't want to break a sweat.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Then you could get cold.
I don't really think that's why she's sitting here, is to get rescue tips and how to survive a bear attack. We're here at Building a Healthy Neighborhood, and she is the brand. She's flying the colors.
Yeah, what are you doing here?
Well,
did you show up?
Yeah, I just showed up.
There you go.
I have a job.
Someone handed you a shirt.
Yeah.
Like, that's cool.
Interview over.
Dang, that was fast.
No, you've built your life around this.
Well, yeah. Essentially, that's what's happening right now. I've started with Rebuilding Together as an AmeriCorps member. That's what I'm doing this year. I still have another week of service left, but I kind of have the AmeriCorps dream come true thing happening. My affiliate offered me a job. So I'm starting that next month.
Now, I have a question. Very important. Have you found AmeriLove yet?
Oh, actually, I didn't find any AmeriLove, but I've witnessed so much AmeriLove.
Yes.
You got a week left.
Just enough.
You got a week left.
One
anybody
more week.
Listening? She's looking for AmeriLove.
AmeriMan could walk through the door at any time. Hi, I'm AmeriMan.
Oh, AmeriMan, I've been waiting for you.
I'm here. Who can I give these roses to?
Oh, I know, Cassie, right here.
Yay.
AmeriMan, come to us, please.
You're welcome for me embarrassing you to
Thank
absolutely
you.
Out of this world.
Well, that is just speaks very highly of you that you were offered to come with us and stay with us. From the local chapter.
Yes, I'm very pleased.
Affiliate.
It was an honor, and the position is actually really special because it was actually formed by a previous AmeriCorps member, our first AmeriCorps member, Aaron Murphy. Rebuilding Together Central Ohio's first AmeriCorps member was there for 2 years, and he kind of created this position, and he's had it, and he's moving on to bigger and better things, and I get to carry on the legacy, I guess.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, it's
that's
really
great.
Awesome.
And so over the years and over the time you've been with AmeriCorps and you've decided, because you could have been an investment banker, a lawyer, doctor, school
ballet
teacher.
Ballet dancer.
Yeah, I don't
welder.
Know about that one.
But you chose this, and she might still be able to weld doing this. Hello.
Or ballet dance.
I do
dance a lot. So,
based on your socks, which are fantastic, it looks like you dance a lot.
Yeah, indeed.
Your feet look exactly like our 12-year-old daughter's because of the socks and the shoes.
Yeah.
I swear.
They're kind of tiny,
it's
too.
It's like I'm talking to Lexi from the ankle down.
From the ankle down.
They were, in fact, a gift from my little sister, so.
Yes.
You know.
That's so
You're
cute.
You're on trend.
Genre, yes.
That is so cute. But you have built your life around this, and in the time you've been doing this, has there been a story, a homeowner, an event, a job where you said it's impacted you so much, you're like, yeah, I'm on the right track?
Yeah, that's tough to answer because I run into super awesome people all the time that are just so inspiring. I think one that really sticks out is the service project that I did with my fellow AmeriCorps member, Sarah, at Crum Park, which is across from our office. And they have a woman that runs the park there, and she is just a ball of energy, and her entire life is devoted to those kids and fixing up that park, and I want to be her when I grow up, basically. So I think, you know, it's really cool to see other
people.
I want to
know her because I want to know what you're going to be like when you grow
yeah.
up. Yeah. Wouldn't that be fun?
And that'd be fun to know who you're going to be when you grow up.
Yes, I still want to know.
I still want to know, too. And I think our children want to know who I'm going to be when I grow up.
Yeah, so they know who they'll be embarrassed by.
Yeah, and or who they'll marry, because it happens anyway, no matter
Without
what.
You looking, yeah.
You marry your parents at some point, right?
Yeah, not really.
So what will you be doing for your job when you move into rebuilding together?
In the about a minute we have left, go.
Oh, sure. I will be the outreach coordinator. That's the official position title, but basically volunteer management, reaching out to the community in all aspects, you know, for volunteers, for homeowners, just getting the word out that we're here and we want to help.
So you're like the face of the organization.
I don't know if I'd go that far, but I'll be out there.
I'm going to go there. I'm going to say that she's the face of the organization.
Well, I'll go so far as to say we've got to take a break, which we're going to do now. Be back for my Fix It Up Live. The hard way, not the hard way, with Hyde's 14-in-1 multi-tool. It scrapes paint, spreads spackle, sets nails, it even cleans rollers. It screws and unscrews just about anything. There's even a bottle opener. Buy it online at Amazon.com. You're back inside my Fix It Up Life, and we're at the end of our show.
So go online and check us out at myfixituplife.com, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, we're everywhere.
And email us info@myfixituplife.com because we want to hear from you and join us next time